This is the Blessings of Christ on the sixth day of December, 2020. Welcome, everyone. And come with your hearts open for any possibility that may be offered to you. This is a place where you can let your heart feel safe and loved, welcomed, and cared for by Yeshua, of course, the Holy Spirit, your Father, of course, but also a loving community. And we always like to open our line to our loving community to warm up the room and let you know that others are here who have received the blessings and want to tell you about them, or perhaps they want to ask for a blessing. Well, Stormy's the only one right now, so Stormy, you're it. Let's hear what's going on for you.
I have a very special blessing that I have been receiving blessings all of my life without the asking, and that people continually believe in me, that a man recently says, "The Stormy, you just cured my all blood clots that was in my leg. I know it was you. I asked, and you said I'd be okay, and now I'm okay." And just many, many stories like that, how people have believed in me and given me their blessing without my asking, and all the other blessings that we receive that we don't even know about.
Stormy, that really is true, and I have noticed that it can happen with and among faithful people all the time. And the fact is, it's because the blessings are already given. They're out there just floating around like butterflies in the backyard or leaves on the tree. The blessings are already there, but we're not focusing on them in a way that allows us to receive them. And the gift that you and others of high faith like you offer to nature and our fellow man is that we provide that focus. And that's really what we do, and all we do as blessing givers. We become the antenna that receives the signal. And then other people connect with us, because so oftentimes God has been presented to people as a mysterious generality, an enigma, something that you can believe in but you'll never see. And there's some truth to that, in the sense that in the highest of highest, God is not a physical reality, but it's also not true, because we have that connection in our heart and we just don't look for it. But when we see it in another person, then it's easier for us to believe in ourselves. And of course, that's what Yeshua came to this world to demonstrate. And he said that whatever he was, we could be also. He wanted us to see that connection in ourselves. So, thanks for doing the good work, Stormy. That is,
That's my only sermon that I do, is "These things that I do, you shall do and do even greater," just to get people up to his level and then do greater. That's what we're all working on. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Stormy. And is there a blessing you would like to ask for? I know you've been through some challenges.
I'm still going through them. The blessings have already been asked, and I have faith in the blessings I have already asked for, and I need not ask again.
Okay. Sounds great to me. That is faith in action.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to open the line then to Jerome. Hello, Jerome.
Oh, blessings, Linda. Let's see, for my family, especially Andrew and Rosemary, but for my whole family, we're all going through something too, and but blessings to you and everything you're doing, and the light and love of Yeshua ben Yosef to be with you, around you, and through you, and all for all of us. So thank you for everything. It's not snowing up here. It's melting up here in Minnesota, so we're doing okay.
Okay. Okay, well, we had a really big rain last night, so I guess that's our part of the synergy.
Yes.
So you get it soaked in, and we get it pouring down from the skies.
Yes. So we got brand new shovels the other day, so we're ready for it now.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, you need those. But, that is the life you chose, and that makes it good. You know?
Thank you for choosing your life and helping all of us. I just love
you
for everything.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Okay.
And, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, who else would like to come on board? We've got a little bit of time before we actually go into the blessing. I'm having such a wonderful time creating the webinar for our Faithful Heart. And I know a lot of you will be joining me in just a little while in that. But right now, okay, good. We've got some people on board. Tony, hello.
Hi there, Glenda.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice. Hi. Yeah, wonderful to be here on the call with everybody. One thing I want to ask for a blessing for is our rain situation. Normally we would start getting rain about the end of October, and we've only had one really, really light rainstorm so far. So right now there's no rain predicted for at least the next week. So the skies have been nice and clear, which is great, but the rain's not been coming. So I want to send a blessing and request a blessing and God's help with keeping our rainfall in balance and helping us, you know, so we don't wind up with a drought this season. And also, you know, just a blessing for the world, for whoever in the world is watching what's going on in the sky right now. This alignment is something that's very beautiful and unique. And I think anytime there's a visual alignment that we can see, it has an effect of not only having an impact on individuals, but also having an energetic impact on the whole world. So I want to send that attention and a blessing for everyone who's connecting with these events that are going on in the sky right now, and specifically at the southwestern part of the sky, right after dark, you can see the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn, and that's going to become closer and closer, and it'll be exact and very tight on December 21st on the solstice.
Wow. Isn't that what was called the Christmas star?
You know, there are some people, we don't know for sure. We're not sure but it's certainly astronomical. And the three wise men, there's been all sorts of people who said that it's very likely they were astrologers. And there was a Jupiter-Saturn alignment in the time frame leading up to when we think Jesus may have been born. Now, it's speculation. But it certainly indicates that there may have been people who saw the sign. And I think the way that I've heard it explained is that the part of the sky where Jupiter and Saturn were aligning had to do with – it was a part of the sky that was associated with the rulership of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. the reason that those guys may have been traveling there. But the thing is that they were guided, we're told – not just by the sign in the sky, but I mean, they were guided to the place on the ground.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, it was really quite a miracle. So, I mean, I would love to hear what Jesus says about that. Did he ever talk in any detail about the signs surrounding his birth?
No, he didn't. But it is scriptural that they were following a star.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was a well-known, agreed-upon reality. They were following a star. And not just they, but we know that Herod had been advised by his astrologers that the configurations in the sky indicated that the birth of the king of the Jews would be happening in and about that time. So we see it from two directions, not just from the perspective of the believers, but from the perspective of the enemies who were threatened. So when you see such a diverse range of opinions about what is being foretold, we tend to think it's a reliable indicator. Sometimes we can get so carried away with our joint agreements, we think that's the truth. But when you see such diversity, you know there's something to it.
Yeah. Well, and so this alignment is very unusual because the conjunction will occur within a tenth of a degree. The last time we had one this tight was 1653, I believe that was the date given for the alignment. And the story that I've heard from archaeoastrology is that there was also a very tight conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in this time frame. So we may be looking at a very similar physical alignment.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, really. These are extraordinary times that we're in. And we tend to not see that because of all the troubles we've been through. But the fact is, historically, if you can look back as far as 4,000 or 5,000 years, as long as there is recorded history, the most extraordinary times were blanketed often by the greatest amount of trouble and upheaval. So, there's something brewing. There is something brewing. No question about it. And let's embrace it with faith. Oh, you know, it's so interesting, speaking of the arrival of the wise men, because they brought with them gifts of frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah.
Well, I just have, and I'm holding in my hands right now, the most extraordinary combination of frankincense I have ever smelled. Mm. And I was sent this by the distiller that prepares the source material for our essential oil. And by the way, they are by far and away in a class of their own in this country. You cannot find any distiller even close to this company in this country. Now, in Europe, some of the distilled oils sell for $25,000 an ounce.
Wow.
I'm serious. I know you could buy a car with 1 ounce of essential oil.
Wow.
And it reminds me of the statement that Judas made when Mary Magdalene anointed Christ's feet with
spikenard.
Yeah. He said, "You've just wasted a man's whole year of salary." you know, it has always been costly to produce them. And most of them are produced in a, you know, somewhere between low grade and cheating way. When you find the really pure ones, they knock your socks off. And this company has combined 5 frankincenses, the rarest of frankincense varieties, because all of the source material for essential oils is kind of like grapes. You know, they're you could say this is Chardonnay, but where was it grown? Was it grown in France, Germany, Greece? At what altitude? They almost don't even taste like the same grape because the culture and the altitude and the way they were grown makes all the difference in the world. Well, these are the finest five frankincense oils from all five of the major continents of the world put together, and it is extraordinary. And I just got it as a present in the mail this week.
Wow.
They sent me a sample since I'm one of their faithful customers. And they sent me a sample of it, and I opened it thinking, oh, wow. And then I saw the price on it, and I said, oh, wow. I don't think I'll be using that, but anyway, you never know. We might be able to work something out, because I would love to let all of you smell this. Would be incredible. But it's coming right now, about the time we're getting ready for the Christmas Star.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a blessing of I was so touched by it. And when I smelled it, and I'm wearing it right now, I wanted to have it on for this blessing. Well, I think we better open the line to some other people, unless you want to specifically ask for a blessing, Tony.
Oh, no, just for the rains. Thank you. And for the family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Eva, your line is open and you're on.
Hi, this is Eva. And I just wanted to tell everybody that I had been giving blessings for my son-in-law some time back that he has completed his chemo and he has gotten a clear sign for no more cancer and is getting his strength back. And so we're all very thankful for that. And thank you for the blessing.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yes, I just wanted to
thank you, God. Amen.
Yes. So he needs to grow his hair back and, you know, get some more energy still, but I'm sure that will be coming as well. And we all had a wonderful Thanksgiving with the whole family, so that was great. So now we're, of course, looking forward to Christmas again, which will be another hopefully good family time together. So bless, you know, for continuing health and strength for all of us, actually. I mean, there's so much needed in the world to give us what we need to get beyond where we are right now. But I feel that there's a lot of good still to come and that things will get better. So we don't need to really moan about it that much.
I agree with you. And actually, there's nothing better than gratitude to cultivate more of what you love.
It is. And I feel so much better when I'm in that place. So I keep working on it, you know, being grateful.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eva, and I'm so happy for you and your family. So I'm going to open the line now to Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine. Lorraine's one of our active blessing givers who's always in service to this work.
Oh, thank you so much, Glenda. We have enjoyed sharing that weekly lately with people on the phone. Anyway, I have a request I have two beautiful kitties and my older one, Star. Speaking of stars, his name is Star. And he's having I'm not going to go into it, some major health issues. And so I would love to place him in the blessing energy for his highest and best well-being. And if some miracles are possible, may they be so, however that unfolds for the highest and best.
Okay. Well, you know, I have lots of kitty angels around me, so I'll just...
I know.
I'll send them Star. And while we're talking about kitties, my elder girl is doing just great. She went to have her procedure at the clinic 2 days ago. And she came home and ate like a horse.
Awesome.
And purred, I think, for 24 hours. So she was letting me know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to be okay for a while. You know, she's 16. So we know that the generations move on. And I just want my animal companions, they have the best life they can, and to die happy, and to move on to the Rainbow Bridge, and to be embraced by the angels. And when I get that, I mean, I have no resistance on letting go of them when the time comes, because they do suffer, and they will hang on even way into the suffering period, because nature doesn't let go of them easily. So I'm just glad that she's gonna have a little while longer with us and be happy. And I pray that for your baby too.
Thank you so much, Glenda. I really appreciate it.
Much love. You're welcome. Oh, and for those of you who really love nature and animal life, I'm going to recommend a documentary that's available free if you're an Amazon Prime member, and I think it's not much of a cost, very little if anything. If you're not, anyway, it is featured on Amazon Prime, and it's called Leave It to Beavers, beavers plural. It's a documentary about their importance in the landscape of nature, and also about the sweetness of their personality. I just totally fell in love with them. They are, we think of them as these industrious little creatures that are always busy, busy, busy doing things. But the reason they do it is so amazing. And their family life is so adorable. Their little babies are called Kit, and they're close to their mommy. It takes them 2 years to grow up. So their family life is very close, and they are monogamous. They mate for life, and Dad takes just as much care of the Kit as mommy does, and he will train. Starting at 1 year old and then up through 2 years old, he will train them on how to build dams. So he takes them to school every day and teaches them how to make the dams. And it's just the most, it is just the sweetest in-depth revelation about this precious species of life that is caring for our planet. And it's about 45 minutes long. Won't take you long. And you'll forget about the time. It's just one of those precious things I highly recommend. And great if you're having grandkids come over the season, or your kids come home, and you want to put on something that is just delightful and entertaining, they'll love it. They'll love it. It really. They will. Okay. Well, that was just my little contribution for today. I feel incredibly blessed. I just have been in a state of gratitude for the last few weeks, not because everything is just without kinks in it. There are a lot of kinks if I wanted to focus on them. But what I'm grateful for is the presence of God inspiring me to fly above the kinks and to see the beauty of, incredible beauty of life and the potential for extraordinary positive changes to happen in our world. So, I'm in a state of gratitude today, and I pray that for you. I see that Sarah's come on the line. Hello, dear. And you're on.
Oh, aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. And God bless those beavers. That sounds so good. I can't wait to see it. And just, yeah, God bless all of the forest creatures and all of the little creatures. And speaking of little creatures, a blessing for my friend's little puppy named Micah. He's having a hard time, little guy. So prayers Aww. For him. Yeah, and for her, her name is Jewel and Michael, and they are just going through it and loving him so much and trying to help him so much. And then prayers for my brother Tristan, who had a really bad accident, and he's healing, but yeah, let's give him some really good prayers. And he every day sends me animal videos, like from TikTok, and just he loves animals so much. And he's such a beautiful, beautiful soul. And bless him and help him heal.
Okay. I've got them on my list.
Oh, and thank you.
And you too. So everybody, pull in your heart the spirit of Christmas as the advent of blessings upon the world, the advent of recognition of the Christ within yourself and the presence of God in all of us that can be activated through faith. So it looks to me like we are pretty much on time. Our board is clear, and we are almost at the 3:30 mark, which is perfect, really, because people do tune in without calling around the world where they don't have access to telephones, or perhaps at least not for international calling or the money to pay for it. So let us just relax, and I'm going to call in the angels today because they have been swarming around me like butterflies lately. I'm not sure what they're doing. Maybe they're just giving me inspiration, hope, and healing, and lots of other good things. But I'm going to call in the angels and ask that they be with all of you, with all of the life on our beautiful planet, and with the change of seasons that we're going through, that it may bless the world, and that we quickly learn to adapt to the changes that are happening. Lots of changes are happening and I'm not just talking about human political changes. I'm talking about environmental and world co-mingling of cultures and world economies trying to integrate and work with each other to create a place where we all can have a place, where we all are important, and where the uniqueness of each individual becomes a valuable contribution to life. And that's really my prayer, is that each one of us can discover our significant importance and find those people and little creatures as well who are significant to their life, through which together they can become important and supportive of life. A beautiful world is made up of billions of small, beautiful worlds. And you can't underestimate, you can't overestimate the importance of the small, beautiful world that we create around ourselves through our friends, our family, communities, our environment, and all the creatures that share our environment, what we do to celebrate the season, and everything we do in our little space to create a beautiful world. I was driving down the streets of our little town a couple of nights ago. I don't go out very often at night, but I was the other night because I had to get some supplies late. And I was noticing how many homes have put up Christmas lights. After a year where we've all been so challenged in every way, I could just think of the effort they put in to stringing those lights through the trees, around the houses, and how they're going to pay electricity bills after probably a very challenging year economically. But they wanted to have those lights up to give hope to other people and to also say, I could read this from the energy. They were saying, look, it's still Christmas. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in our lives, it's still Christmas. And for that, we're grateful. And I really, really felt. And I gave them back in spirit my gratitude. Because I know they really put forth a lot of energy, a lot of creativity into it. So whatever you can do for your family, your community, the ones you love, do it to just say thank you. And by the way, it's Christmas. And that's what we're celebrating in our webinar, is the Advent season, the coming days moving us closer and closer into the headline. All right, now let's just get comfortable wherever you are, in your easy chair, probably not in your backyard unless you're in Australia, anyway. Wherever is comfortable for you, just get there. And then let go. Just relax. And release the cares of the world. Release everything you can't possibly figure out. Release everything you can't do for yourself. Because that's why we have each other. Because we can't do everything for ourselves. And let go of any thoughts you ever had that you're supposed to do everything for yourself. You know, you're supposed to be part of a community where you do for others and they do for you. And most of all, our Heavenly Father has provided all the means through which this can be done. And sometimes through others, it is the blessing of God coming to us. You know, He uses others to bless us. And you know why? So that we don't try to go it alone. Yep, His blessings are out there, hanging on every tree limb, waving in the grasses, ready to be picked up. But He'll apply them when we ask for them through others. He wants us to be connected. And I don't mean to say this in a negative way, but He uses leverage to make sure we get connected. We could be on a rooftop praying to be saved from a flood, and He sends a helicopter to us, and we say, no, I want God to do this. And the helicopter pilot pulls away and says, well, I guess you're going to drown. And you'll say, well, if God wants me to drown, I'll drown. If God wants my life saved, He'll reach down and save me. And then someone else comes back and says, are you sure you don't want to take the platter? And the water's rising a little higher. And say, oh, okay, I'll take the ladder. You see, that's the thing, is we resist accepting God's blessings if they come from other people. Because we don't want anything to be enough. And that's wrong. That's wrong. We were created to be here for one another. And those were the last two commandments. measure of faith. To love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And everybody else, just like yourself. As if they were yourself. They are yourself in another form, in another person, showing up for you to be there for you. So look around. Cultivate your beautiful little Garden of Eden in your part of the world, which can become the big Garden of Eden when we all learn to do this. So, now take a deep breath. Cleanse your heart. Now exhale and cleanse your mind. Another deep breath. Deep and cleanse. Exhale and give it up. Take another breath and see it as well. Love filling your body. Now exhale and see that as love giving forth. Now just relax. Blessing givers, will you join me? Will you stand and join me? Everybody else, just stay relaxed. All you have to do, other than don't cross your legs or arms. Don't cross anything, okay? There you are, sure. We know that you're here with us because you live in us. And you're invisible unless we call upon you, unless we talk to you and ask to show your presence, which we do now. We ask for that now, that our faith may be confirmed and that we may know and see your beautiful presence in our midst. We ask that you show up for others around the world, that they too may be confirmed of your presence around us. You told us 2,000 years ago, I will be with you always. And people look around and say, well, where are you? And I want to thank you that you did show up for me. And I have passed the blessing along to help other people call upon you and see that you're there. And we do that today. We call upon you and see that you're there. We thank you for your everlasting love, your never-ending presence. We thank you for helping us to make this a better world and for keeping it from dying beneath our feet until we learn our lesson, until we learn how to do the work we were created to do. We thank you for your forgiveness for all of us. And we ask your forgiveness on those who know not to ask for it, because they really can't feel anything yet. But we ask forgiveness. We ask that you love us. We ask that you love us all and help us to feel that love. Because we know that in feeling that love, everything in our life will be better. By the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God and in your name, we say amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. We wish you a most wonderful week. But for now, go and rest. Lie quietly. And don't think. Just allow yourself to become a blank slate upon which God writes the blessings for your life. Look forward to being with you next week, and for some of you, in about an hour on our webinar. Bye-bye for now.